Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode 62 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In podcast 61, I talked about the importance of being patient when making an adjustment to your game, as one adjustment almost always requires making additional ones. In this podcast, I'd like to take a step back and talk about getting to that point when you are ready to commit to making adjustments to your game. Essentially, how do you know when it's time to make an adjustment? Now, in virtually every instance, players will make adjustments out of pure necessity, typically because a particular shot, mechanic, style of play, or tactic is no longer working as effectively and yielding the desired outcomes. The challenge for most players and their respective teams is determining whether the cause of ineffectiveness can be resolved. In other words, is it the player not executing to the max, or have opponents made their adjustments and figured out how to beat that player, or both? I mean, it's really a tough call because the competitive nature of most players almost always leads them to believe that they can improve their execution. In other words, that it's within their control. Thus, they often put off making any real adjustments. My view is if something is not working, you try to fix it and you keep on working at it until you get to that point where you believe you've done all you can. And if it still does not produce the results you're looking for, then at that point, it's probably worthwhile to earnestly consider making adjustments to your game. You know, in previous podcasts, I've talked about Rafael Nadal and the adjustments he's been making to his court position over the past year plus. Nadal used to camp out close to the backhand corner so that he could hit as many of his big forehands as possible. Obviously, this tactic worked very well to the tune of 14 Grand Slam singles titles, the last one coming at the 2014 French Open. However, since that 2014 French Open, with injuries, age, physical wear and tear, Nadal can no longer effectively play that style or tactic against the top players. His court position at the backhand corner has made him increasingly vulnerable to getting pulled wide on his forehand, frequently drawing a rather pedestrian, non-penetrating, and thus attackable forehand from Nadal. Now, that's an observation that has not been lost on Nadal's opponents over the past couple of years. You know, since mid-2014, we have only seen flashes of vintage Nadal, and although he is now on the backside of a very impressive career, I believe Nadal still has a lot left in the tank. Hopefully, he can stay healthy this year and continue to refine and adjust his game to maximize his current set of physical attributes. You know, another example that comes to mind is Andy Murray. You know, from the time he first cracked the top 10 in 2007 through the summer of 2012, Murray came close a number of times to winning a Grand Slam singles title, but was unable to capture his first one until the fall of 2012 at the US Open. Getting past the big three of Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic at the majors was certainly a daunting task. Now, Murray and Ivan Lendl, his coach from 2011 to 2014, and again from mid-2016 to present, understood that Murray needed to adjust his game if he hoped to bring his game up to that level where he could be a part of those conversations pertaining to the tennis elite of Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic. Now, I've talked about this particular aspect of Murray's game in podcast episode 15 and other previous podcasts. Murray is a natural counterpuncher, and a fantastic one at that. In my view, the challenge for Murray in bringing his game to that elite level over the years was always twofold. Number one, finding that ideal mix or balance for him between aggressive offensive play and the counterpunching play that comes more naturally to him. And number two, the ability to physically and mentally sustain that mix of play, particularly on the offensive side. Now, as I talked about in podcast 61, making an adjustment to your game is never as easy or cut and dry as you think. In Murray's case, mixing in a more aggressive play style involves much more than simply hitting the ball harder, for example. It requires him to adopt a more offensive mindset, which impacts everything from court position, shot selection, mental and physical stamina. After several years of coming up short against the big three, Murray realized he needed to make some changes to his game, committed to making those adjustments, and, well, here we are. Since 2012, Murray has won 2 gold medals, 3 Grand Slam singles titles, reached number 1 in 2016, and continues to be the world's best men's player today. The bottom line is this: it's not easy to make adjustments to your game. It's even more challenging getting to that initial point of acknowledging that a change to your game may be necessary. Just keep in mind that if something is not working and yielding the desired outcomes, at some point, you've got to be open to the possibility that an adjustment to your game may be needed. Know when it's time to make an adjustment. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.